The epistle appointed for this third Sunday after Easter is taken from the Apostle St. Peter. Beloved, I exhort you as strangers and pilgrims to abstain from carnal desires which war against the soul. Behave yourselves honorably among the pagans, that whereas they slander you as evildoers, they may, through observing you, by reason of your good works, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be subject, therefore, to every human creature for God's sake, whether to the king as supreme, or to governors as sent through him for vengeance on evildoers, and for the praise of the good. For such is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Live as free men, yet not using your freedom as a cloak for malice, but as servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters in all fear, not only to the good and moderate, but also to the severe. This is indeed a grace in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks be to God. Please let us stand for the Holy Gospel appointed for the Sunday, which is that of the Apostle St. John. At the time, Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and you shall see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." Some of his disciples therefore said to one another, "What is this he says to us, a little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, and I go to the Father?" They kept saying therefore, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what it is saying." But Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, and he said to them, "You inquire about this among yourselves, because I said, a little while and you shall not see me, and again, a little while and you shall see me. Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful. But your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman about to give birth has sorrow, because her hour has come. But when she has brought forth the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for her joy that a man is born into the world. And you therefore have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no one shall take from you." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Praise be to you, O Christ. Please be seated. A little while are the distinctive words of today's Gospel. What is that he has said to us? As the apostles wondered, so also we do too. The interpretation of the details of these prophetic words of our Lord depends largely on the precise meaning that we attach to this key phrase, "a little while," which occurs twice in today's Gospel. In the first part of the verse, "a little while and now you shall not see me," it refers to the day which elapsed between the time of its utterance by Christ and his death on the cross. After a brief space of 24 hours, the disciples would no longer see him with bodily eyes, because his body would be placed in the tomb. In the second half of the text, "again a little while and you shall see me," it is used by Christ to describe the 3 days of his interment, after which the disciples, with joy in their hearts, would again behold him in the flesh. The disciples would understand only at the end, not by their master's words, until they had actually seen them realized in their fullness. Then they clearly recognized that the time of sorrow, which he had foretold would come upon them, had relation to their interval between the crucifixion and the resurrection, and that the joy which no man could take from them referred to the happiness and gladness that they experience when, to their amazement, he appeared to them. A little while, and the apostles' reaction to these phrases of Christ can be similar to our attitude that we have when something contrary to our expectations may happen. If Jesus was not to inaugurate his messianic earthly kingdom, what purpose could then be the second part of the phrase about his return? That signifies that in our limited understanding, being immersed in a materialistic and anti-Christian society, we also inspect and analyze our problems and concerns with our own personal expectations, such as the apostles did. They were expecting an earthly Messiah, an earthly soldier. However, the plan of God was different back then, and the plan of God may be different in the different concerns and expectations that we may have on things that happen to us. Let us go back to the key phrase of this gospel. A little while. A little while. This life, this short life, is a time, a period of time for us, like the interim between Calvary and the resurrection for the disciples. Today, St. Paul calls us pilgrims. Pilgrims on earth. How do we spend our time on this pilgrimage towards the heavenly kingdom? This gospel reading is given to us as an opportunity to reflect that time is a treasure of inestimable value, because in every moment of time we may gain an increase of grace and eternal glory. How oftentimes we hear, time is money. But for us Christians, time is glory, merit that we can gain for heaven. Walk while you have light. The time of death is the time of night when nothing can any longer be seen, nor anything be accomplished. The night cometh in which no man can work. Hence the Holy Spirit admonishes us to walk in the way of the Lord while we have the light of the day before us. Holy Mother Church has always interpreted this gospel, which allows for a more practical application regarding our key phrase, a little while. It signifies then this mortal life in contrast to our eternal home in heaven. We have this as an analogy of the 3 days of Christ in the tomb, waiting to the eternal light. As a woman, when she is in labor, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But when she hath brought forth the child, she remember no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. So you also now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again and your heart will rejoice, says the Lord. This is then the promise of our blessed Savior, that this time in the interment, waiting for his coming, is a time of spiritual travail, a time of pain, sorrow, oftentimes occasioned by forces outside our control. But it is also a time for us for preparation. And again, a little time, and you shall see me. O time, now so much despised, thou wilt be of all things else the most valued by such person when death shall have surprised them, says St. Alphonsus Liguori. And time is worth value, that sorrow and pain, such as the women in labor, and later, the beauty and joy of a child, as a fruit of that sacrifice. Heaven awaits us. What a wonderful thing that we hope here for. And we should lift up our hearts towards God in heaven as we pray at Mass before the preface every day, Sursum Corda. St. Augustine points out that this little while seems long to us living, but ended, we feel how short it is. In times of affliction, we should console ourselves by reflecting how soon it will terminate, and that it cannot be compared with the future glory that is awaiting eternal in heaven him who patiently endures. That happiness in heaven is something that we can never form a true idea till we shall be there.
Saint John Maria Vianney,
the curé of Ars, remarks that what can we imagine greater than heaven? It is a hidden treasure, an abundance of secret sweetness, and a plenitude of joy. It is the last effort of the good God who wishes to reward us, says the curé of Ars. The book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, describes heaven, and death shall be no more. Nor mourning, nor crying, nor sorrow shall be any more, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. St. Augustine, St. Anselm, all and many other fathers of the church and saints do not hesitate to maintain that there are in heaven real trees, real fruits, real flowers, indescribable, attractive, and delightful to the five external senses, to the sight, taste, smell, touch, different from anything that we can imagine. In other words, there is a new creation in a visible kingdom. The unbelieving world has not seen our Lord since the evening of Good Friday, but we who believe see him every day in the Holy Eucharist. The sacrament is a wine of prophecy which extinguishes within us all worldly desires and inflames in the heart with a holy love of heavenly things and a great longing for paradise. We pray that the nourishment of the Blessed Eucharist of the Body and Blood of Christ make heaven the goal of our hopes as we are here on this earth, as St. Paul says, pilgrims of the Church of God. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.